Hi, I'm Simona.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Welcome, Dan. Today we're learning 5 things about Docker from Dan.
Yes, very exciting, huh?
I know, right? what's this thing Docker? Like, is this the coolest thing that you will find somewhere, anywhere?
Absolutely, the coolest thing. There is no cooler technology out there.
Oh my God.
Actually, if I had to vote on it, I would say it is one of my favorite technologies. I won't say it's the coolest thing.
What?
But it's definitely one of the coolest things.
Then I'm super happy to be here and learn from you, Dan.
All right, excellent. I'm happy to be here too.
Cool. So why Docker and containers?
So when it comes to development, it's really hard to set up your development environment sometimes because you have like microservices or RESTful services or spas or whatever you're doing. And you know, you can spend days getting your laptop going, right, in a given environment. In fact, I've heard of companies spending like 3 days. With Docker, number one, we could develop locally against real servers, real systems, and we can move things around to different environments.
I think that's fantastic.
I'm glad.
Sounds good. Does Docker have any plural? Like, is there such thing as Dockers? Can you say Dockers?
You could say whatever you want, actually.
Can I?
Dockers, yes. That's a new technology, everyone.
No.
We're gonna stick with Docker. Yeah.
Is Docker something that only DevOps people should be interested in, or maybe people like me should be interested in Docker as well?
Well, it depends. If you're DevOps, you'll be interested. But yeah, I think the general feel of Docker is that most people think it's for DevOps, and it is, to be clear. But you know, like we talked about a little bit, it's really easy to get a full-scale development environment going on your machine. So I think personally, as a developer, every developer that, you know, especially if you're going to use containers, should look into it at a minimum and explore what it offers.
Okay, I'll do that tonight. What's the general workflow from dev to production with Docker? How do you go from development to production?
Well, let's assume that if you set up some special files, they're called Docker files, they're text files that build images, which ultimately build containers. These are the things that run on your machine or the cloud or wherever. And let's say that you set up something called a Docker Compose file.
Okay.
Then with really 2 commands, Docker Compose build and Docker Compose up, I can have the entire environment going. And so now I, you know, pull down the code to my machine, I run just 2 little commands, and boom, we're off and running. And it's very quick that way. Now, to move it to production, now we need to get those images to a repository.
Okay.
And then from there, it depends. There's a lot of different ways you can then get those images onto local servers, cloud servers, you know, those types of things.
That actually sounds very easy. Like, why haven't we done that before?
Well, I mean, so easy is always, it always seems easy, right?
So you're just fooling us.
Pretty much. All right, I admit, I'm a total liar. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, in dev, it's fairly straightforward to get these going. I think the big thing, though, that people are realizing now is once you get these containers, and keep in mind a container is your server, it's your settings, it's security, it's your code. It's literally like a shipping container that we can now drop in production.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool, but you got to have, you know, monitoring and logging and all that, because now it's going to be easier to get this into production, but who knows if something goes wrong. And so we need, you know, monitoring capabilities. And that's what's really cool. So I can run a real server against my code.
That sounds great.
It's pretty neat.
Would you use Docker in the cloud?
We do, actually. Yeah. So I'm able to get that entire environment going on my, you know, my laptop, test out everything I want, and then I can deploy those up to the cloud. Now, I host on Azure, so I have an Azure Linux VM. And it's a pretty beefy one. It's good. It's been awesome. But it's honestly been rock solid for us over the last year and a half. So it's been really good. And I've heard tons of stories. I had a guy come at the conference here that we're at and tell me the same thing. So it's lots of good stories I've heard.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's very interesting that there's many people have started actually talking about Docker and containers and how we can bring that to front end. Mm-hmm. And I think that starts to be some kind of a trend in a way.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to run your front end code somewhere, right? it's great. Like in the Angular world, we have ng-serve, and you know, we can open up a browser, and that's great for development. But now, what do you do? And the answer is just don't ship your code. I mean, that's probably the easiest solution, right?
Well, we want people to see our code, right?
We do?
Yeah. Like, why do I work?
Exactly. So that's where having Docker containers is pretty awesome, because now I can have a real server and even run it locally first. And now when I drop that container somewhere else, whether it's local or, you know, up on a cloud server or something like that, I know it's going to work the same as on my machine.
I like cool. Yeah, the same on my machine. Sounds good. How do you start the day to ensure that you're productive?
That's a good question. First, if you don't know, like, it's kind of like going hiking without a map. Sure, that can be fun, but you could also get lost.
Oh, for sure.
So I like to have at least three things I can get done that day listed, and I have little sticky notes I put, not real ones, but on my monitor. And I'll literally list what are three things that I can actually achieve that day. Now, it could be two things, it could be four things, but they need to be achievable. I try to be really like kind of daily goal oriented instead of long term. And that way you kind of have that rudder steering you a little bit. And it really helps, I think, with the productivity.
It's like being agile, right?
To try to be.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. This is fantastic. I've learned five things about Docker today, and I feel like I'm going to ship that code using a container or Dockers.
Or Dockers, either way.
And I'm Simona Kotin.
And I'm Dan Wally.
And today you've learned five things about Docker.